Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, and we're going to get our show started this morning. I want to thank everyone for being a part of the show this morning. Thank you so much again for joining us, and we're going to start the show here.
Oh, really?
Good morning. Good morning again. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Commanding Your Morning. Again, my name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in again for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. So I will be manning the controls today. And if you want to leave a prayer request, please go to our page, like the page, FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors. You can leave your prayer request there, and we will cover you in prayer. We will stand with you in prayer and pray for you as well, cover you in prayer as well. Next, I'm going to read a scripture. The scripture is going to be Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the glory of the humble. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Ears are unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Amen. That was Psalms 34 in its entirety. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Again, if you would like us to cover you in prayer, please go to our page, like our page on Facebook, Global Prayer Warriors, FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, and we will cover those prayer requests for you. I'm going to go ahead and begin to pray us into this service. So just stand in agreement with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we take this time to come before you with boldness, O Heavenly Father, and we come humbly, Father, and we just want to give you praise right now, Father. Father, we thank you and uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. Many had plans to wake up today, Father, and go through their day, Father, taking care and accomplishing tasks, Father, but many, Father, never opened their eyes. So, Father, we thank you for life today, Father. We thank you for life, O Heavenly Father. Father, another chance to come before you in praise, in prayer, O Heavenly Father. Another day, Father, to command our morning. Another day, Father, to decree and declare. Father, we thank you and uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father. We uplift your name, Father. Father, the glory alone is yours, Father, and we give you glory. We bless your name, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you and praise you right now, Father. We magnify your name, Father. Father, you are truly worthy of praise. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We magnify your holy name. You are worthy of praise, Father. Father, we praise your name, Father. We magnify your name. We praise you with uplifted holy hands, Father. We thank you and praise your name. We uplift your name. Hallelujah. Saints, give him praise in this place today, for he is truly worthy. Precious Lamb of God, We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the power that you have given us. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. Not that we are going to be healed, but we are already healed. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have given us power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. We thank you. 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 We give you praise. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today. Hallelujah. Completely in complete confidence, Father. Father, right now, Father, we're praying for those, Father, that are, Father, dealing with affliction, Father, that have been attacked by the enemy, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, you know their names, O Heavenly Father. Right now, O Heavenly Father, Father, we command in the name of Jesus that every attack of the enemy, Father, we command that they cease and desist right now. Every foul spirit, Father, every word spoken by demons and warlocks, Father, will bear no fruit, Father. We decree it and declare it now, Father. Right now, Father, that those words, Father, fall dead to the ground without fruit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the plans of ministry leaders, Father. We come against the enemy, Father, and the attacks against ministry leaders. Father, again, we decree and declare, Father, that every plan, every focus, every attack is without fruit. And every ministry leader, Father, is given recompense for the trouble, for the fight, for the battle that was brought to his or her doorstep, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you give your angels charge over them, Father, that they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that your people are favored, Father, that your favor goes out before them, Father, and surrounds them like a shield according to your word, Father. We thank you right now. Praise you right now, Father. We uplift our children, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you create in them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. And, Father, that you will send your vineyard workers to minister to them, Father, that they will receive, Father, your word, O Heavenly Father, and receive salvation. And, Father, that they will have a desire, Father, to study the word, Father, to show themselves approved. Father, that they will have a desire to hear your word, Father, and allow their faith to be developed, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, Father, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, Father, at every chance, Father, let the word of God be preached and let it be heard. Father, give them a wisdom, Father, that it will be understood. Give them hearts that will receive and minds, O Heavenly Father, that will understand. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you will give unto the children revelation of your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Father, we ask right now that you, Father, give your angels charge over every child, Father, on this planet. Father, that they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you will give the parents parental wisdom, Father, the teachers parental and teaching wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you anoint our teachers, O Heavenly Father, even the ones that are considered unqualified. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father, that the teachers will be anointed, Father, to teach, O Heavenly Father. The parents are anointed to parent, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And give them all, Father, creating them clean hearts, Father. Give them hearts, Father, that are after yours, that seek you, Father. And send your vineyard workers to minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those, Father, those politicians, Father, that run our
country, Father, in other countries. Father, we ask you to forgive them for any and all sins they may have committed, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that you would send your vineyard workers to minister to them, O Heavenly Father. Send godly counsel, O Heavenly Father. We decree and declare, Father, godly counsel will surround the politicians of this world with godly counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus, and give them ears to hear and hearts to receive, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, blow on the hearts of the kings and queens of this world, O Heavenly Father. Show them the way that is righteous. Show them what is righteous, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them a desire to hear your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Father, we come against every diabolical plan, Father, that has been put into effect in this earth, O Heavenly Father, to undermine you, to undermine your church, to undermine your people, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now we decree and declare that the truth comes out, Father, and is bright as the noonday, and shout as loud as a trumpet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift the body of Christ, O Heavenly Father. Father, give the body, Father, wisdom and understanding, Father. Revelation of your word, O Heavenly Father, so that we may grow up, O Heavenly Father. Give us a desire to hear your word. Give us a desire to give you praise. Give us a desire to love on others. Give us a desire, Father, to reach out to the lost, O Heavenly Father, that they will receive salvation, O Heavenly Father. Give us a desire to love each other, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you and praise you. We magnify your name this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare victory, Father, for every member of the body of Christ this morning, O Heavenly Father. Father, let them begin to command their mornings, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, every listener, I command their morning. Father, our mornings are blessed. Father, this is the best day of our lives, Father, today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I command, Father, from the blessing that you placed on us, blessings begin, blessings flow, and blessings flow daily, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you thanks right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, I uplift those, Father, that are dealing with the spirit of depression, O Heavenly Father. Satan, we come against you now in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement, and I command you cease and desist your operation in the body of Christ right now and in people all over the world. I command that your attack bear no fruit in the name of Jesus. I command right now those dealing with depression in the mighty name of Jesus, you are now healed right now, receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We give you praise right now, Father. We uplift your name. Father, I ask you that you would, Father, Holy Spirit, that you would lead, Father, you would lead people to the prayer page, that they will leave their prayer requests, so that we may stand with them, Father, in agreement, O Heavenly Father, for your word says, where two or more of you agree on anything on earth, as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father. So we stand on that law of agreement. Send them to the page, O Heavenly Father, so that we may cover them in prayer, Father. Agree with them in prayer, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, all these words that we have brought before your throne of grace, Father, we decree them to be so. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and all those in agreement, please say thank you, Lord, and amen. Amen. You again, we're going to bring on one of our West Coast intercessors, And she's going to, again, cover prayer issues. If you have any prayer requests, please go to our page on Facebook. Like the page. It's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please leave your prayer requests. We love to stand in agreement with you. We love to cover you and stand in the position of intercessor for you. So here we go. Let's bring her on and have her cover you in prayer. Sister Tamil, are you there?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I will leave it in your hands if you will cover us in prayer, and I pray that the Holy Spirit just leads and guides your every word.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace. We give you honor, glory, and praise. We come into your court, Lord God, with thanksgiving. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to be your chosen vessels, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to serve you, to be your ministers unto your people, Lord God. You're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy. And we lift you up. We exalt you. We praise your holy name. Oh, we magnify you this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for a roof over our heads, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for food on the table. We thank you for our children and our grandchildren. We thank you for our mothers and fathers. We thank you for our ministry leaders. We thank you for jobs, Lord God, that you've given us to provide for our families. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your loving kindness for our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his shed blood on the cross. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father God, as we come before your throne, Lord God, and enter the holies of holies, Lord God, I ask that the Holy Spirit guide us, the Holy Spirit ministers to us and gives us instruction for the day. I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit helps us to command our morning, that the Holy Spirit help us to walk right, help us to talk right, help us to see through your eyes. Help us to hear your command for this day. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. We decrease as you increase. We ask you to be our guide into the presence of the Lord. We ask you to clean us up and purge our spirits. Holy Spirit, that we can stand righteously before the Lord. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your gentle words. We thank you for your training us up. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for always being there, for being our friend in our time of need, for being our comforter in our weakest hour. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We know that many have gone on to be with the Lord this day. We didn't get to wake up and pray unto the Lord, but we pray unto you today. We stand in for those that have gone on for the Lord and those that are still here. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling inside of us. Oh, precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for being our friend, our best friend, and putting a smile on our face. And joy in our bosom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, thank you for going on the cross, for being obedient even unto death. We thank you for making the way for us. We thank you for giving us a life to choose. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing us to come unto the Father, for rending the veil that we may have a relationship with the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus Christ. You're so awesome. We acknowledge you as the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you. Father, as we come before you this morning, we ask you to give us instruction for this day as we command our morning. We ask that you lead us and guide us in all truth. We ask that you whisper your words to us this day. We lift up to you this morning, Lord, our young children, those that are in the belly, waiting to be birthed out, those that are toddlers at home with their parents, maybe have to be with a babysitter because the parents are working. We ask that you protect them, Lord God, and keep them safe. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are in preschool and nursery. We pray for their protection, Lord God. We ask that you be with them. You give your angels charge over them and a hedge of protection. But we thank you for protecting them, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I lift up the children that are in elementary and junior high. Oh, only you know what they go through each and every day with their peers and their teachers. Oh, Father, touch their hearts. Touch their minds. Let them know that you are with them, oh God. Father God, I lift up the high schoolers and the college students. There's cyberbullying going on, Father. And it is hurting your children. All they want to do is get their education. I pray, Lord God, that you would stop the cyberbullying. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would cause those that are doing this bullying to be revealed and that action is taken against it. There's so much that they have to face each day just to get up and go to school, Lord God, today. I pray that you would stop the cyberbullying. Father God, I pray that you would stop the rapes and molestations and, oh, Father, help your young people. You've called them, Lord God, to serve you. I ask that you wrap a hedge of protection around about your children. I ask that you give them ministering angels. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would introduce yourself to them, letting them know that you are with them. I pray that they would listen, open their ears to listen to the guidings that you tell them, don't go this way, don't go that way. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you for being with them. Father God, I'd like to lift up those that are in addiction. Oh, Father, we need a spirit of deliverance today. I ask that you deliver your people, Lord God, those that are backslidden, Heavenly Father. Deliver them from the deception of the enemy. Deliver their minds, Lord God. Deliver their spirit, Heavenly Father. Bring them back into right standing with you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap for all those that are in need of deliverance. Oh, Father God, they belong to you. Those are your precious soul, and the enemy cannot have them. I decree and declare that they are your soul, Lord God, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper. You are the horn of our salvation, oh God. And we blow that horn this morning. Heavenly Father, send forth your angels for salvation today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And you get the glory, Lord. All honor, praise, and glory is due unto you, Heavenly Father. We're standing in the gap. We're standing on the wall. We're blowing the horn. We're calling unto your people, even as we're still asking them to come in unto you, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name. You're so wonderful, Jesus. You're so wonderful. How can they not come unto you, Lord? How can we not even come and bow before you, Lord God, acknowledging you as the one true living God? Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to strengthen the parents today. Strengthen the woman that is carrying the child in her womb. Strengthen her, Lord God. Touch her. I'd like to lift up my daughter, Lord God. She is pregnant of child. Heavenly Father, you know what she's going through, and those that are with child, oh, bless your holy name. Help them, Lord God. Nourish their bodies, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you make your church's holy ground once again, Lord God, that it is not just some common place where people just come and hear the word, but it is holy ground, Lord God, not just the sanctuary where not just the burial grounds where people go and get buried, but your sanctuary, Lord God, it's holy ground. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would saturate your holy ground with your presence, with your Holy Spirit once again. I'm asking, Heavenly Father, for a move of your Holy Spirit in the sanctuary, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that your people that are your ambassadors, Heavenly Father, that you would touch and anoint them, Heavenly Father, that we would lift up your name, that we would lift up Jesus Christ so that all men will be called unto you. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those that cannot pray for themselves, those that are weak, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God, that you will strengthen their bodies, Lord God, that you would encourage them. Oh, bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised in Jesus' mighty name. And Father God, as we go this day, I ask that you be with each and every one of us, that you commune with us, Lord God, that you reveal yourself to us. Help us to see through your eyes the beauty, the tapestry of your heart, Lord God. Help us to appreciate all that you've given unto us, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you will provide for those that are in financial need, Lord God. I ask that you will provide for those that are seeking employment, Heavenly Father. I ask that you will touch those that are in leadership over those that are working, Lord God. Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus. And I seal this prayer, Lord God, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. Holy, holy, holy is the name of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tangela. Thank you for that prayer. Praise God. We just thank you. Father, we thank you for those prayers that went forth. We thank you for hearing them. We give you thanks right now for the answer. Father, we just thank you and give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to take a praise break right now and just take this time to give God praise. So let's praise God in this place today. Again, if you have a prayer request, please go to our Facebook page. Like the page if you'd be so kind. Also, please leave your prayer request. The page is on Facebook, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Leave your prayer request. And not just today, you can leave your prayer request any day of the week, and we check the page frequently, and we will cover your prayer requests. We will stand in agreement with you. Again, we will cover you in prayer no matter what the issue is. Don't worry about leaving a name. God knows who you are, but the prayer request does need to be taken to his throne of grace. God has given us a voice, and our voice has power. The word of God says, by your words will you be justified, and by your words will you be condemned. So let's take words of that will justify us to God's throne of grace. The word also says that, the word also tells us that the power of life and death are in the tongue. So let us speak life, and let us speak death to those things that try to plague us. So again, please, feel free to go to the page, like the page. It's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Leave your prayer requests through the week. We'll leave other updates as well. Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, she's doing a wonderful teaching series on the Christ Network. I'll give you that information. I'll give you all the correct information, but it's on the Christ Family Network. Online, ChristFamilyNetwork.com, Ministry in Motion. I'll leave those instructions shortly. But again, we on the page, we post updates of things that are going on in the ministry. We will post prayers. We will post scripture. We'll post songs to get you through your week, get you through your day. So please feel free to check the page out, you know, couple times daily, see what we're doing, leave your prayer request. Again, we consider every member of the body of Christ family and those that will become a part of the body of Christ family as well, and we want to stand with you in prayer as well as cover you in prayer and those that you like to have covered. So again, we're going to take a praise break and just take this time to give God some praise.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And again, I just want to let you know about the television ministry. Again, it's Ministry in Motion. It's actually on the Christ Family Network. Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton will be teaching today at 3 p.m. So you can tune into that, and what you do is you go to ChristFamilyNetwork.com, you go to the right-hand corner, and you click on the drop-down that says the Hebrew word. It's going to be spelled like Chaya Broadcasting System, but the name is Chaya Broadcasting Network. And you're going to click the drop-down for that, and the screen will pop up, and you will see our lovely apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton, give a very, very dynamic and powerful word. You're going to receive revelation of the scriptures. So please join in, and then go to our page, like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on Facebook, and you can see the other times that she will be teaching as well. So again, thank you so much, and we're going to continue on with prayer. I think we have Apostle on today. Let me check and see. 1 second, please. Apostle, are you on? Hello, Apostle Overton. Well, for some reason, I don't think Apostle's on, so we will go ahead and continue in prayer. And the Lord had given me some things while Sister Tangela was praying, so I will go ahead and continue praying. Father, we just want to begin to speak things into the lives of the listeners today. Father, right now I want to just speak, Father, favor into the lives of those, Father, that are listening, oh Heavenly Father. Father, as the Tangela prayed, there are many that need jobs, oh Heavenly Father. Many, Father, their businesses are struggling, Father. So, Father, right now, Father, I decree and declare favor over these individuals, Father. Those that are looking for jobs, oh Heavenly Father. Father, I call forth those jobs to find them, oh Heavenly Father. Father, I decree and declare favor over them right now, oh Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, lead and guide their mouths in the interview process. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare right now profitable businesses, Father. Father, I decree favor in business. Father, I decree wisdom in business, wisdom on the jobs, oh Heavenly Father. Father, these are your people, and you have put the blessing on them, oh Heavenly Father. So when they go to a job, Father, they are blessed, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, even the companies that hire them, Father, they're blessed. If they are vendors, if they are independent contractors, Father, they are blessed, oh Heavenly Father. Father, I decree and declare, Father, that you would give them business ideas, Father, witty inventions, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you right now. Father, you will give our children, Father, witty inventions, Father, big ideas, oh Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pull out the seeds of greatness, Father, in every listener that's listening right now, and even our children, Father, and in the body of Christ, Father. Just, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I command those seeds of greatness to come out of them, Father. Father, I command the seeds of greatness, Father, to even come out of those in the body of Christ, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, right now, we thank you for the change, Father, that will take place right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in these inner city areas, in towns and cities, Father, where businesses are closing, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, I speak the blessing over these places. I speak life into these places, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, right now, oh, Heavenly Father, Father, I command right now, Father, your provisions, Father, to feed the hungry, O Heavenly Father. Father, and I ask right now for, I speak a special blessing over those that consider the poor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Excuse me. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and we thank you and praise your holy name, O Heavenly Father. Father, I speak favor, Father, and a special blessing over those, Father, that tithe and give offering, O Heavenly Father. Father, for your word says, Father, that give and it will be given unto you, Father. In a good measure, Father, pressed down, shaken together, Father, overflowing will mean given to our bosom, O Heavenly Father. Father, I speak that over every man, woman, and child, Father, that gives, O Heavenly Father, with a giving heart, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I speak that their every move, that every decision, Father, that every endeavor, Father, is greatly blessed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you, Father. We give you praise today, Father. Oh, we magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I also want to pray over those, Father, who have been in areas, Father, around the world that have been hit by disasters, O Heavenly Father. Father, Houston and in other countries, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, Father, I decree and declare, Father, that death will hold its hand. Father, that life is preserved, O Heavenly Father. Give your angels charge over every man, woman, and child. Father, an animal, O Heavenly Father, that has been caught in the onslaught, Father, of these disasters, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we sit and wait, Father, for testimony of those that have been saved, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everything that they have lost, O Heavenly Father, be replaced, Father, a thousandfold. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, for your word says, Father, that all things work together for the good of those that love you, O Heavenly Father. Father, hallelujah. So we just thank you and praise your name, Father. We magnify your name, Father. We plead the blood, Father, over everyone that is on this, or that is on Blog Talk Radio today, O Heavenly Father. Those that wish to get on, but Father, could not get on. We plead the blood over them, Father. We plead the blood over, Father, the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, all these words that we have spoken, we declare them to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, amen. So, again, we just want to thank you and, again, inform you of Apostle Overton's Ministry in Motion show on Christian Family Network. It's the Higher Broadcasting Network. So what you want to do, again, you want to go to ChristianFamilyNetwork.com, go to the drop-down at the top right-hand corner, and you'll see Higher Broadcasting Network. It's spelled C-H-A-Y-A-H. Again, it's today at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock p.m., I'm sorry. Tomorrow, Sunday, 8 a.m. in the morning, you can catch the show again. Again, it's Ministry in Motion with Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. So please take just check it out. It's going to be a dynamic word. I saw it earlier this week. So please tune in, listen, support the woman of God. This is her show on Blog Talk Radio. So she's definitely an anointed woman of God. You don't want to miss the word that the Lord has given her. It's definitely something that you want to tune into and take a listen to. So please go ahead and do that. You will definitely be blessed. And we will see you next week. Again, go to our page, like the page, follow me at FMFC. Global Prayer Warriors, please like the page. We will see you next week. We will be praying for you through the week. Please leave your prayer request as well on the page. Visit the page daily. Again, we leave scripture, we leave prayer, we leave updates, so on and so forth. So pray for us as we pray for you, and we will see you next week. God bless you. I love you. I speak favor over your lives. Have a blessed week.
Let the church say,